Preliminary results from yesterday's presidential election in Indonesia show former General Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in the lead with a projected 33% of the votes cast. That falls short of the 50% needed to win the election outright. A runoff is scheduled for September between the general and the second-place finisher. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. So, Michael, who is in second place?
Well, at the moment, Renee, it's the current president, Megawati Sukarnoputri. We're not going to have final results for at least a week, but a sampling done by the U.S.-based National Democratic Institute puts Megawati at about 26%, with another ex-general, former Armed Forces Chief Wiranto, at about 23%. Both Megawati and Wiranto did far better than pre-election polls suggested, and former General Yudhoyono did a little worse. And that's probably because both Megawati and Wiranto have well-established political machines behind them, and those machines may have helped get out the vote. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, despite riding high in opinion polls for several months now, doesn't have that kind of system in place. His party is small and relatively new. And I think we're seeing that reflected in these numbers. If they do hold, and the NDI has been pretty accurate in the past, then it will be Yudhoyono and his former boss Megawati who will square off come September. If the numbers don't hold and Wiranto moves up, then we could still have two former generals running against each other in September, which of course would mean that a former general would become president just 6 years after Suharto stepped down.
Why is Megawati so unpopular? Does she have any chance of holding on to her job in this runoff?
She does, but there's a couple of reasons for unpopularity. I mean, the economy isn't really getting any better. There's not enough for anyone to notice anyway. And another big issue which affects the economy is corruption. And many Indonesians had hoped she'd make a dent in it, but instead some say corruption has gotten worse, not better. But perhaps most important, Renee, she just hasn't seemed that interested, that engaged about doing the job. She hasn't made much of an effort to explain her policies to people. So after 3 years of Megawati, many people would say that they want to change. But does she still have a chance? Of course. I mean, pre-election polls were saying that she wasn't even going to get half what Yudhoyono got, and she ended up doing quite a lot better than that. And if the figures do hold and she's in the runoff, then you're probably going to see Megawati and Yudhoyono both trying to cut deals with the other three candidates who didn't make the cut in hopes of getting their supporters come September. So it's definitely not over yet.
Talk to us about the top vote-getter, General Yudhoyono.
Well, he's a former general, as we've said, and he's a former security minister in Megawati's cabinet, which we've said. And in that job, he had a lot of media exposure, and he came across as firm and engaged, which people liked. He's very good on TV, and Megawati is not, so that helps too. And Yudhoyono is saying all the right things about tackling corruption and improving the economy and ensuring stability, and people evidently like what they've been hearing. He's really taken off as a candidate if you consider that he only resigned from Megawati's cabinet 4 months ago.
Just briefly, tell us about yesterday's election. It's a crucial step in Indonesia's transition to democracy, just 6 years after the ouster of dictator Suharto.
Well, it came off pretty well considering how much territory they have to cover. I mean, Indonesia is a big country, 14,000 islands, three time zones, more than 500,000 polling stations. And unofficially, election officials are saying around 80% of the 150 million people eligible to vote did so. So by all accounts, the election was pretty free, fair, and free of violence. So all in all, things appear to have gone quite well, Renee.
Thanks very much. NPR's Michael Sullivan in Jakarta.